The SME Clinic, brought to you in association with Zenadyn, your accountancy experts in supporting local businesses to grow.
Sean, you're very welcome back to the SME Clinic. Thanks for joining me again this month.
Hi, Amber. Good evening. Delighted to be back.
Delighted to have you back as well, Sean. It's great to talk to you again. So, Sean, we're going to be talking about digitalisation and being digital first, I suppose, for businesses, which obviously is hugely important. So we've heard about a paperless office for many years, I think, now at this stage. But can you explain to our listeners what digital first actually means?
Sure, Amber. Yeah, the paperless office, I suppose, is a term that we've all heard with decades now at this stage, I suppose, since the first computers started becoming ubiquitous in offices in Ireland back in the late 90s or the early 2000s. You know, everyone was going to go paperless. But I suppose what I'd like the listeners maybe to focus on in this conversation is the idea of digital and digital first. And that's different to being just paperless. So, for example, a digital first approach to your business would really mean designing your business so that information flows automatically instead of being written down, retyped, or chased multiple times. So when we think about the paperless office years ago, oftentimes that just meant being able to look at something on a screen, maybe a PDF, rather than having it in front of you in paper format. But back then, it was still a static document. You were just looking at it, like I say, on a screen. It didn't really do much. But a digital-first approach means that you should have software doing something with that document in the background. So, for example, let's say if that document is a purchase invoice from one of your suppliers, software should be reading that invoice for you. It should be putting it into your accounting system already. It should be reminding you when it's due for payment. And even some of those tricky invoices that's hard to get hold of, some suppliers make you log into a portal, you know, particularly utility companies. Mm-hmm. There's software now that can even do that for you, can go in, log in and get your invoice every month. So that's kind of the idea of digital first. It isn't just having things online, so to speak. It's that there's software, they're doing things for you in the background. It reduces errors and there's basically less time wasted in your business on kind of the lower level admin tasks. Good examples of what business owners can do would be, like I mentioned earlier, so there's digital invoicing. So that would be the invoices that you receive and how they're processed by software with minimal input by your admin or your bookkeeper that may be in your business. Also, the invoices that you send out to your customers, they really should be invoicing. I know some of the listeners this evening might have, you know, those invoice books that will have, they'll be there in three copies. There's white, yellow and pink. But really now, from an expense point of view and from a time saving point of view, there's digital applications that you can put, you know, raise invoices on your phone, quickly send them to your customers. You can even have payment links on those invoices. So customers, maybe they might be one-off customers, so it's a lot of trouble for them to set up a bank account payment for you, whereas you can have a payment link and they can pay with a card. So that's a good example of building digital into how your workflow is in your business. Bank feeds as well, a bank reconciliation, no matter what size your business is, somebody in your business is doing a bank reconciliation for you. Mm-hmm. And if you have a bank feed from your bank account into your bookkeeping software, that saves a lot of time. For business owners that might be trades, you know, your plumbers and electricians and people in the construction industry, there's job management applications there. So, you know, if you've got a diary and you're managing where your staff are on a Monday morning or where will they be next week, and you're trying to fit in work and you're trying to price work, there's very good applications there now that you can start using in your business that will really help you with that. And then your team members would have access to the same application so that they can see where they are and what's the status of the jobs that they're meant to be working on. So that can really make a difference. A lot of businesses, to be fair, around Kerry would be using them already, but it's good to point out other things that businesses can be doing to just make themselves a bit more efficient with a digital first approach. And appointment booking systems, you know, so for example, if you're in the medical sector or in the beauty therapy sector, there's great applications there that can manage your bookings. It can allow your customers to make an appointment or to change an appointment, or there's automatic appointment reminders, you know. So most businesses in that field should really be using those sort of digital pieces of software, and that will, you know, really, really help them and make them more efficient. So the overall goal of a digital first approach, Amber, would be that you have better information, that you can make faster decisions about your business, and you have less paperwork.
Brilliant. I suppose if a business maybe owner is thinking of maybe starting going digital, where should they typically start that journey maybe? And you might explain to us, like, are there some maybe easy wins maybe that they could do?
There are, Amber, yeah. Like, it can be daunting, you know, if you have very little digital applications in place, but there's definitely some easy wins there. So the first piece of advice that I would give is to don't try and do everything at once, you know. So don't expect to, you know, in the space of a couple of weeks, have everything digital. You can map out the different parts of your business that might benefit from it. And the tips that I would give would be, say, for example, ask yourself in your business, where do I write something down first? And then I type it in later, or maybe I ask somebody else to type it in later. So that's your first little pain point there. That's an example of, right, there's something I can do to improve this system. Take a look around your office, you know, wherever you do your main amount of work, is a home office or might be an external office, or go into your bookkeeper's office and have a look around. And if you see, you know, the shelves of folders, those LibreArch folders, that's generally a sign of, yes, you can improve things a lot here, because you can have those in digital format now. A lot of those folders are full of actually purchases, invoices. It tends to be the greatest cause of paperwork in businesses are your purchase invoices. So have a look around your office, and that'll kind of guide you as to where I need to improve processes in my business. And a good practical test is, and I'd often say this to clients, that think a hypothetical example here. So if a supplier increases their prices, in fact, that's not hypothetical at all. I think every business is probably getting that on a regular basis. But let's say if a supplier increases their prices to you, how hard is it for you to check when they last increased the prices, or what was the percentage increase that they might have, you know, told you about, you know, a couple of months ago? So how hard is it for you to get that information? If it's hard, then you know that there's much room for improvement then in terms of having all your previous costs and correspondence and contracts and invoices online, so that you can quickly check that. Like, I would say, I know I've mentioned a few times already, like, the easiest win for business is to look at your purchase invoices, because that just generally tends to be where the most of your admin time goes. So there's digital invoicing, and they're called receipt capture solutions. I think that's, I could say, is it's the biggest return for the least effort. There's a lot of these software providers in the market, but you've got Dext and Auto Entry and HubDoc. They'd be the main ones. So those pieces of software will actually really reduce your admin time in terms of processing your purchase invoices, fetching them for you, putting them into your account software, and having a scan of them. Because, I mean, if we remember, most ways now that business owners receive a purchase invoice is actually by email. So it's already in digital format. So you don't really need to go scanning an invoice again in most cases. So you just forward that invoice into these systems, and they kind of take care of a lot of heavy lifting. Linking your bank account to your bookkeeping software is another easy win there. I know we touched on last month when we were talking about New Year's resolutions for businesses, and I was really advising that bookkeeping software is a great win. But linking that software to your bank account is an easy win as well. So one change done properly, I would say, is far better than maybe three or four half implemented systems.
Absolutely. That's some great advice there that would be definitely helpful to business owners as well, because I suppose there probably are a lot of pitfalls as well that SME owners maybe can fall into maybe. And I presume you would have come across a couple of those in the past as well yourself, Sean. So you might just, I suppose, highlight some of them to us that they might fall into when they're trying to make that move to digital.
There are, Amber. Yeah. Yeah. So the first one I would say is probably the most important one, is a pitfall might be buying the software without changing the habits within the organization. So it could be the business owner's habits, or, you know, certain members of the team working in the business. So that's really the first thing that you have to identify, is to get buy-in from your team as to how this technology is going to help, and it, you know, convincing them to embrace it, because the technology won't fix a broken process on its own. You know, you need to have a kind of a mind shift about maybe doing things a little bit differently in your business. The second thing would be maybe over engineering what you're trying to do. Like, we can certainly be guilty of thinking that, you know, the software now will solve all my problems. But, you know, in general, every business is different. It's, you know, your customers are different. The business owner is different. So one piece of software isn't going to be perfect. It might get you 80% there. There'll be a couple of things that you'd like it to do that it won't. And then maybe you'll identify another piece of software that will do those small things, but then it'll fall down in other areas. So I think, you know, stop trying to chase a perfect system that will do exactly what you want to do. That'd be another piece of advice that I'd say, because I've seen businesses maybe spend too much time selecting the software, and they're putting software in, and then it doesn't do a certain thing that they want it to do, and they're throwing it out, you know. So because there are, you know, at this stage there are thousands of apps to choose from. So, and you know, you could really spend an awful lot of time going through them all, because sometimes you need to trial these apps as well for a week or two. So I would say, you know, find one that's that's a good fit rather than a perfect fit. And, you know, talk to other businesses in your industry. What are they using? You know, a lot of business owners, you know, around Kerry and around Ireland, in fairness, we all have a lot of goodwill towards each other. You know, people will be happy to help out, you know. So if you have a relationship with someone who's in a similar industry to yourself, ask them kind of what they're doing. And the kind of the third pitfall would be the training or the buy-in after the system is implemented, you know. So there can be great enthusiasm. Then once the system comes in, you'll always have maybe some team members who are resistant to change. A good idea is often, and the answer to this may not be the business owner themselves, but someone in the team would be appointed the champion of this, you know, system that you're putting in. And it might only be for a couple of weeks, but it's generally better that it rests with one person who's very familiar with it, and that makes it easier or whatnot. So appointing a kind of a champion would be a good idea as well, and kind of maybe avoid the pitfall of putting in the system, but then, you know, finding out that your team haven't really bought into it.
Yeah, certainly. That's great advice. And I can imagine as well, Sean, that going digital, it can be a significant investment for many business owners. But in your experience, does going digital save you money maybe in the long run?
Yeah, you're right there. The key, Amber, is the long run. You know, so obviously every system has a cost, which is most of the costs nowadays are around your monthly subscription fee for all these systems. Generally speaking, there isn't that much of an upfront cost to implement it, because most systems you actually pretty much implement it yourself. So it's the cost in terms of time, you know, you're investing your time into finding the system and you're inputting it. But in the long run, without question, these systems, they save time, because like we spoke about last month, you know, the cost of having employees in Ireland now, you know, we're a high cost economy in a lot of sectors. When you take into account not just, you know, the cost of wages and employers PRSI and auto enrollment and, you know, insurance and all the other costs that goes with having employees, a lot of staff can be costing a business, you know, between 50 and 70 euro an hour. So efficiency can really make a difference if you have software in there that is saving time of your team on more mundane tasks. That can be a big cost saving in itself. And it allows your team to focus maybe on more important areas of the business, like new customers, like customer relationships, or like we spoke about last month, maybe R&D in your business, you know. So if there's some free time there, it can be used certainly more efficiently than administration. There's also natural savings from fewer errors. You know, if you have, you know, got a good digital first approach in your business, there will be less mistakes. Mistakes are often costly. You'll have better information, which is another thing we spoke about last month, about business owners needing to have up-to-date financial information to make better decisions. So if you're making better decisions based on more up-to-date information, you will naturally be more profitable as well. So I'd say, Amber, you know, in almost all cases, the extra cost associated with this software is much, much lower than the benefits that you get from having it.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And I suppose just before you finish up, I just wanted to ask you, I suppose, if any business owner maybe is listening, they're a little bit hesitant or they feel a little overwhelmed, I suppose, by all this, if they haven't any of the measures in place, maybe in there, you know, they need to start making the change now, maybe. What advice would you have for them, Sean?
Yeah, like, it can be daunting thinking about it, but I would say from the outset that you don't have to be tech savvy anymore to put software in your business. Most of these software systems, they're all in the cloud, so there's no messing around with, you know, installing software or servers. An awful lot of them are user friendly, because that's the way they have to be designed now. You know, companies no longer have, you know, large call centers with people taking calls to talk you through your problems. They've had to design these pieces of software to make them very easy to use. So I would say, yeah, if anyone's a bit overwhelmed or apprehensive about it, you don't have to be tech savvy. If you identify a piece of software, you can often sign up for a week's free trial to try it out. I'd also say as well, not to start with the software itself, like I said earlier. So, you know, walk around your premises or your office and look for piles of paper, look for where there's duplicate files, for example. And by identifying those pain points in your business, it'll give you more confidence to go, well, yeah, that is a problem that I have. And now I'm more motivated than ever to find a solution for it. So that reconnaissance around your business to find the pain points and lack of efficiency is certainly a help. And also to focus on outcomes. So not just the software brands. Talk to your team. Find out what they are wasting their time on. You'd be often surprised, you know, look at being, say, a partner in a business or a business owner. Sometimes you might be surprised that what you don't know. So, you know, have that conversation with your team members and, you know, ask them individually, what are you wasting a lot of time on? What do you find frustrating about your day-to-day tasks? And that can often unlock opportunities to put in software in that place. So, and I would also recommend to do it in stages, you know, over 6 to 12 months. You know, most businesses, they don't fail at digitalization. They just try to do too much too fast. So take your time while you're doing it. I think, you know, finally, like the risk of doing nothing is greater than the risk of doing this. So we are in a high cost economy. It is certainly getting more competitive for business owners. So doing nothing, I think, is actually more risky than trying this.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Sean, thanks so much for taking the time to talk us through it, and we look forward to talking to you again next month.
My pleasure, Amber. Take care.
The SME Clinic, brought to you in association with Zenedin, your accountancy experts in supporting local businesses to grow.